So as many of you may have picked up, this weekend, today, we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. Yes. Well, maybe in God's divine mercy, whoever's preaching will keep it short. Well, you got me, so I don't know. We'll see. In our gospel for today, we have the well-known story of Jesus coming back to his disciples who were shut in of what the world would bring. They had just gone through the difficulty of Holy Week, of the sort of the rise, the elevation of excitement of Palm Sunday, of Jesus entering Jerusalem and having people throw down their cloaks, throw down many things, sort of the heightened sense of what could happen with Jesus in their midst. And then sort of the fall off the other side of the hill, maybe a cliff, of the passion of Jesus and his death. The disciples, the apostles, had gone through what was going to happen next. The Lord, who had done many miracles, had died. What could be for them? What happens to the master will also happen to his servants. They were fearful. And yet, Jesus comes to them. And what? He offers them the peace of God, the peace of the Lord. Much the same we begin every Mass with the priest saying, "Peace be with you and with your spirit." Before the gospel, whoever's proclaiming the gospel, myself or the priest, says, "Peace be to you, with your spirit." It's this notion of bestowing God's peace, his order, his tranquility to us. It's a gift. For the disciples stuck in that upper room, fearful, scared, thinking, man, it's only a matter to go and give up our life. For them, Christ came to them and initially gave them peace. Be still. I have this. That's the first gift of divine mercy. The gift of peace, of order, of stillness. There's other newly parents here. Maybe you need some of this peace. It's difficult raising out, especially when they're young. They don't have a normal sleep schedule. Therefore, you don't have a normal sleep schedule. And your focus is on them and your other kids, right? And for some reason, as kids, we don't really understand needs, right? So parents have to give to all the needs of your children, which is difficult. Have a newborn, as many of you guys understand or have understood through experience. So it's a gift that we're given this peace to begin with. Jesus brings his peace. The second thing that happens to you, he shows them his wounds, his hands, and his side. In a serious and a special way, he shows them what he had to go through, but also, in a real sense, what they, us, we, peace, that he had to be pierced for us, and that he submitted to that out of love. And so he shows them his wounds, not as a means of lording it over them to say, "Look what you did to me. You are not worthy of me." No, he simply shows them his wounds to show them who you are. Remember that I, Jesus is saying this, I am the one who offers you life, who offers you peace. You don't have it. If we hearken back to Genesis, God breathed into Adam the breath of life. Before that, he was mere particle of dust. He breathed into them order, stillness, peace, life. From that gift, Adam could be living. And not just living, but in the image of God. It's a gift. But Jesus, by showing us and us, of who we are merely dust without his breath of life. I was giving an example to some of the kids last night at the family prayer group of what it's like to sweep up dust. And I was kind of giving them an analogy, and I said, "Do you guys even know, whenever you try and sweep up dust, it kind of just strews about. You can't really get it in the dustpan, right? Especially dust bunnies. Any whiff of a breeze, and they just jump around wherever they want to go. There's no ordering to them. We struggle to get them to do what we want them to do. So too with us, Spirit. We're given that gift in baptism, but often we sort of lose track, don't always have the fullness of that gift. So we have to constantly come back, remember who we are, come back to him for his peace and his life. And in response to that, in response to us receiving his genius, our woundedness, our need for God, he offers to us the breath of life again. And that's the gift that we're given. Every time we come for Mass, we begin by confessing our sins, reminding ourselves and of the world that we are dust. We're mere particles of dust without it, that we need again to return to Him to give us life, to give us that breath. It is fitting that on Divine Mercy Sunday, where we celebrate the gift of the bud, which we see as a symbol of the Eucharist, and the water, which we see as an event, we celebrate a baptism in the midst. What a gift it is, our baptism. Constantly we're called to remember our baptism. The gift we were given, that God, in His mercy and love, impelled our parents, or maybe impelled us if we brought ourselves for baptism, but impelled someone in our life, if not ourselves, to receive the breath of God, that we may have power organizing peace, that we may not just stumble about like dust, but that we may have power to offer ourselves in goodness back to the Father, and through that, to work miracles in the midst of the world, to show. As parents who bring your child, of what, five now? Your fifth child, to hear for baptism, it is a great grace that you have to offer as sort of guides to your children, the gift of faith, that you can, the journey towards the Lord. You will do so, and you do so by your example, certainly, words, but also by your prayers for your children. As godparents, you guys have the gift of accompanying the parents and soon to be your godson, an example. But when you're removed from the presence of Stony or of the parents, of offering an example, you can pray from afar. Just like family and friends here, everyone gathered here, we can pray for this family, pray for Stony who will be baptized from afar. The saying, you pray, you lift others. Seek constantly to intercede for this family that's being baptized. And in lifting them up, also you'll lift yourself up too. It goes both ways. What a gift it is for us to gather here in Divine Mercy Sunday. At the end of Mass, we'll have the gift of beholding. We have three gifts, many gifts. Baptism, renewal of our own baptismal promises. We have being able to partake of the Eucharist. And the third gift, again, to gaze on Him, the Lord, who is in the Eucharist, who has loved us, who has saved us, who offers to us eternal life, always the gift that God gives us through His mercy.